I'd like to call this meeting to order. Pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Will everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This evening, we have two new board members with us, and at this time, we're going to be having the oath of office for them. Mr. Gene Catani, Ms. Colleen Smith, if you could please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I,
Colleen Smith.
Are you Gene Catani, Jr.?
Do solemnly swear.
Solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And to the governments established in the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I, please state your name.
I, Colleen Smith.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of member of a Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of member of a Board of Education.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office.
And I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Furthermore, I affirm and declare that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1.
Furthermore, I affirm and declare that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1.
Nor disqualified as a voter due to a conviction or a crime or offense listed in NJSA 18A-12-1, so help me God.
Were disqualified as a voter due to conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA 18A-12-1. So help me God.
Thank you.
Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations.
Okay, Mrs. DePalma, if you could please repeat after me. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Linda DePalma.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And to the governments established in the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I, please state your name.
I, Linda DePalma.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of a member of a Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of member of Board of Education.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Furthermore, I affirm and declare that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1.
Furthermore, I affirm and declare that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1.
Nor disqualified as a voter due to a conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA 18A:12-1, so help me God.
nor disqualified as a voter due to a conviction or a crime or offense listed in NJSA 18A:12-1. So help me God.
Thank you very much and congratulations. Roll call, please.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mr. Clayton?
Here.
Mrs. De Palma?
Here.
Mr. Fiore? Mr. Gardner?
Here.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mrs. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
Mr. Vitale?
Here.
Mr. Walsh?
Here.
Mrs. Walsh? We have a quorum.
Thank you. Next on the agenda this evening is the results of the election of November 4th, 2014. We had three open seats, all three for three-year terms. Donna Bassone received 918 votes. Eugene Catani Jr. received 938 votes. Linda De Palma received 953 votes. Jeannie Patillo received 782 votes. And Colleen P. Smith received 1,005 votes. Eugene Catani, Linda De Palma, and Colleen Smith have been elected members of the Manasquan Board of Education. Congratulations to all. Below that on the agenda, just for your information, are the new terms for the Manasquan Board of Education with the name and the term of office listed next to it. The next order of business is to elect a president to the Board of Education. The floor is now open for nominations for the position of board president.
I'd like to nominate Tom Pellegrino.
Second.
Can you reach my name?
Yeah, is your microphone on? That
yes.
was barely
yes.
audible.
Okay.
The nomination does not necessarily require a second.
Oh.
So we have a nomination on the floor for Mr. Tom Pellegrino. Are there any other nominations? Hearing no further nominations, the floor is now closed. As Sandy calls your name, please indicate either yes or no, vote for Mr. Pellegrino.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
Congratulations, Mr. Pellegrino.
Thank you.
It's at this point in the meeting that I will offer the new board president. I would like to turn the meeting over to him.
Switch.
I'll move down.
He's a good kid.
At this time, we need a motion to elect the Vice President of the Manasquan Board of Education for the period beginning January 5th, 2015, and ending at the next reorganization meeting of the Board of Education. We'll now open it up to nominations. I would like to nominate Mrs. De Palma.
I would like to nominate Heather Garrett Muley.
Are there any other nominations? Seeing no one else, nominations are closed. When Sandy calls your name, you'll just either indicate a vote for Mrs. De Palma or a vote for Mrs. Garrett Muley.
This is the first time that I've been through this, but wouldn't it be helpful maybe to discuss why we're nominating, who we're nominating, to discuss attributes and what they bring or no? I mean, we didn't do that last year, I know that. But
if the board is so inclined to do it, it would not be, there's nothing against having a discussion like any other motion that you have, that you're voting upon.
I think it would be really helpful.
That would be up to the chair and the board to decide whether they want to entertain discussion.
So is that what the board wants to do?
How would we go about it? I'm sorry.
I see no reason not to. We're a board.
I'm sorry.
I see no reason not to. We are a board.
If someone has something to say, they can say it.
So by all means, it's now open for discussion. Mr. Walsh.
I nominated Heather. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing because she's in the room, but I mean, obviously, I mean, she's obviously very engaged. She's an educator. She immerses herself in the fine details of a lot of the minutia, which is difficult to absorb. And she's very, very committed and very approachable. We're going to have a it's going to be a tough slog this year with the ambitious agenda that Frank's put on board. We're going to have to show the community that we're continuing the transformation here, because there's going to be a large group in the community that's just going to be a no, because they don't want their taxes to increase. There's also a large community that's probably dissatisfied. There's been a lot of unrest and a lot of hurt people based on what's transpired over the last year, year and a half. I think electing someone like Heather, who I think is beyond reproach, I think it would be taken by the community, maybe by some as a half measure, but I think it would be very helpful. And I think it would help us go to the public and articulate our message of what we're attempting to do. That's the reason that I nominate. I can't say it any better than that, so.
Yeah, I nominate Mrs. DePalma to just continue on the right path that I think we've been on for the last year. And being the longest serving board member here, I thought she had the experience, and I know she has an interest in serving. So that's why I chose to nominate Mrs. DePalma.
I like to think, though, that things have changed dramatically probably since June when Frank and Lynn came. And things have changed, and we say we want to put stuff in the past. I think that's terrific, but events have dragged some people along, and there is still some ill will in the community. And I think by placing someone like Heather up there, I think it would be very helpful. So all of you, I'd appreciate it if you consider it, because I think it's very important.
Yep. Anybody else have anything they'd like to add?
Heather, Linda, thoughts? Saying you guys want to run?
I know that Jim said something about ill will still in the community. I think I've only been hearing positive, honestly.
Linda,
in the community, I mean, I'm not sure.
But I think we run the risk.
No, I'm just saying. This is what I'm just saying. I'm just responding to your ill will. I think we've done a great job, this whole board.
We've
been moving forward, and it's great. I think Frank and Lynn addition is perfect for our community, our school, and I really feel that, you know, we've been moving in a positive. We've all been working together, which has been great.
And the thing of it is, Linda, we obviously talk to different people. We have to make sure,
right,
if we're going to ask them to go into their pockets, referendums do not.
Absolutely.
In this
so you
community,
have to. You have
we
to go after everybody, right? Correct. The parents, the taxpayer,
we have
everybody.
You have to be sensitive to
You're
the
right.
various
yeah.
groups within the community.
Definitely. I agree.
No, if anybody has any questions, I mean, more than happily. I mean, do you have any questions?
Is this something that you want?
Yeah, I would sit as a vice president. Yeah. And if anybody has any questions about, you know, what I've done, I obviously am basically running my own business at this point, but I taught for 13 years. I taught pretty much every subject matter, special ed, and also did preschool handicap with autistic and everything like that. So also sat as a union member, as a rep for my building, so I'm familiar with stuff with the union and negotiations, though I would not be able to sit on any negotiations, just so everyone understands that, because my husband's a NJEA member, so I'm not allowed to sit on any negotiations, but I can help there, or if anybody has any questions, familiar with terminology.
Okay, everybody satisfied that they're prepared to vote? Thank you. Sandy?
Mr. Catani?
Mrs. DePalma?
Mr. Clayton?
Mrs. DePalma?
Mrs. DePalma?
Mrs. DePalma.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Mrs. Garrett Muley, I guess.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Mrs. DePalma?
Mrs. Smith?
Mrs. Muley.
Mr. Serino?
Mrs. Muley.
Mr. Walsh?
Mrs. Muley.
We have a tie.
Basically, if the board wants to reconsider anybody's vote, certainly you can do that at any point in time. At this point, the board has elected a president. The meeting certainly can continue at this point. a failure to appoint, though an officer, by the end of the meeting would result in the executive county superintendent getting this issue to make a determination. But that would not preclude the board from revoting on this at any time tonight, since you only have 8 members who are eligible to vote this evening. There's only 8 here tonight. So
only 8 here. Mrs. Walsh isn't here.
That's why you have a 4-4 vote, obviously. A 4-3, if you only had 7 people, a 4-3 vote might carry the day. Yeah, but if she's coming tonight, then again, that's why it could even be re-entertained this evening. But I believe that a failure to have a elected vice president this evening would result in the executive county superintendent.
That wouldn't be Joe Passamit, would it?
Well, again,
that's a little levity.
I didn't.
No, that's
a good question, because according to what we've been told, I don't know, and whether the new year brings a different result, I can't tell you that.
Again,
when you say reconsider, what do you mean, Michael?
In other words, at any point during the meeting, if the board wants to re-vote,
okay,
or no different than any other election, the board could consider to re-vote under the same nominations.
When
they can have a compromise candidate to go in. That's still the board's option to do at any point in time. And somebody would have to make a motion, basically, to have it take another vote and to reopen nominations.
So where does that put us exactly?
We're just continuing the agenda right now.
Is everyone comfortable just continuing, or just?
Unless you want to have further discussion to see where you want to go.
Do it, Ken?
Mr. Clayton? Move on. I said we move on and address it again at the end of the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Serino. Our mission statement. Massaquan Schools District mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned with the New Jersey core curriculum content standards, and function within the community that regards student, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases, by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Public comment. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allowed a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes of duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual, not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items that are included in this agenda only, please. Yes, Mrs. Walsh. I'm not sure that's on.
John, you can hear me.
We can hear you.
Jeannie Walsh, 356 Cedar Avenue, Manasquan. As most of you know, Jim Walsh is my husband, but he and I often don't share the same opinion. I just want to make a public comment. If you are going to be revoting tonight, and it's not an attack on Mrs. DePalma, but like you said, she has been the longest sitting board member, sitting as a member of the public for the last number of years with everything that's gone in the past. I do think it's time for a little bit of new blood in the leadership. Again, nothing, I'm not trying to, I'm not attacking, but I do think, I've seen the board work as a whole, and I do think that in the vice president position, I do think it's time for some new blood. it'll get some, a different perspective from the public, the way we view the board. Okay, if anybody could reconsider their vote based on that, I mean, I've been here time and time again, so that's just my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Seeing no one else, we'll move on to the remaining Manasquan motions. Is everyone okay with putting together numbers 11? And we'll take your time, but 11 through 36. Does anyone need anything separated out? Take your time, there's a lot there. Everybody's good? Do we have a motion?
I make a motion.
Mr. Clayton, second. Seconded by Mrs. DePalma. Any discussion on any of the items?
Number 17.
Yes, Mrs. Mealy.
Ken, I had brought up in the past about looking into, I'd like to officially do it. I questioned Dr. Cajun and Ms. Coates one time when we met about looking into exploring if it would behoove our district to have a basically on-staff attorney that basically is here 5 days a week on under salary or a certain amount of allotment, because we do have a lot of, when we add them up per hour, but if someone were on salary, maybe there would be a cost savings if we can get the same quality of work, maybe on a set basis. So, though I'll be voting yes to approve the board attorney, I want to see if we can explore if we could do an annual or look into the if there is an option for that to do someone on salary.
So an in-house counsel, you're looking
for? In-house counsel. And if that's the case, I think we need to have some type of clause for a time frame to notify if we...
May I?
Yes.
If I just could sort of put that into what I heard, I mean, asking me to explore the feasibility of the fiscal responsibility and the cost of having the same quality of in-house attorney as opposed to having a board attorney who is from a firm and charges us by the hour.
For the hour, yeah.
So then, for us to look into and see how many districts have an in-house attorney and see how they're doing with that, and maybe we'll reach out to the whole state and find out how many have those and see what the parameters would be of the cost of hiring such a person.
Mm-hmm.
Good?
Mm-hmm. So do we need to have some type of...
You mentioned something about a clause.
Yeah, do we have to have anything in there, Lynn, for...
When you say clause, are you referring to an exit clause?
Yeah,
okay.
For time frame. Well, I don't know, in the contract, so just to mention it. But
normally it would say from reorg to reorg, so mm-hmm. it would be from this evening until next year's reorganization meeting, unless you place something additional in the contract.
Which I think we should if we're going to explore that, because otherwise we'd be doing it for naught if we find that it is feasible, right? Maybe put a 60-day or a 90-day. I don't know how long that time frame.
No.
Not the self-serve.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm talking about you like you're not here. But yeah.
Well, people have been doing that about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Today. But that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, there would not be a need to do that.
No.
For example, if the board found in-house counsel
mm-hmm.
next month,
mm-hmm.
my term would still be served, but you wouldn't call me for anything. You would still also have the option that in the event that you had a particular situation where there was something that I had expertise for that
okay.
the in-house counsel couldn't provide to you, you would still have that option.
So it'd almost be a different job description in a way.
It's the same job description because everything that I do is at the will of the board.
Mm-hmm.
So if the board's will is not to call me for anything anymore,
okay.
even though the term is still in effect, there's no bill because there's no work done.
Okay.
So it, trying to
okay.
take care of your concern that way.
Okay, good.
Even if you found it next month.
Okay.
I don't think you will, by the way.
Yeah, you never know. You might take it. You might say.
I've been offered that position other places and turned it down.
Any other discussion on any of the items? Sandy?
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
21 and 20. 20 and 21, document D, I have to abstain from Kim Reed. Yes to everything else.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, sorry.
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
We need a motion for the resolution to adopt the New Jersey School Board Code of Ethics for School Board Members in accordance with Document 1, and conduct the required discussion and training of the ethics law in accordance with NJAC 6A:30 and 6:3 until the next reorganization meeting of the Board of Education. The Code of Ethics will be reviewed at an upcoming meeting of this Board of Manasquan Board of Education. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Mrs. Muley?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Serino. Any discussion? Sandy?
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
We're now to the old and new business portion. I just would like to start by saying that we will be, in this calendar year, we'll be entering negotiations with the staff and the administrators. So I'll be putting together a negotiations committee. Anyone who has interest in serving and isn't conflicted, please either email me, call me, just reach out so that when we say who's going to be on the committee, I don't want to hear that I forgot to get to you. That's why I'm doing it this way, because it's easier. So just call me or email me and tell me that you're interested, and then we will put the maximum amount of people that we can on it. And
which committee was this? I'm sorry.
Negotiations.
Okay.
Any questions? Any other new or old business? Mr. Walsh.
Frank, I could have called. I just thought of this. Did you have a chance to speak with anyone over at the grammar school regarding, you know, how we're talking about putting that feeder program together for field hockey? And I brought up, is it possible for the grammar school teams to actually play more comparable competition for their sports?
I spoke to Ron Cornegay about that.
Okay.
And he's going to look into that for me. I guess he's done that in the past. He's come up with some roadblocks. I don't know what they are off the top of my head. But I asked him to, I think one of the problems was the change in the talent level of the children year by year. And my answer to that was if you raise the level of competition, they'll come up to meet that. So in regards to the basketball, yes, we're going to look into those teams. Now for field hockey, what was the question?
No, Frank. We talked about setting up a field hockey team would be a Manasquan team, and the sending district could have children try out for it. So when I asked the question, who would that field hockey team play?
Right.
They said Howell, Ocean, Wall. So I said, why don't our sports teams play those schools anyway?
Right.
We played Bayhead today in basketball. I don't even have to continue the story. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'd like to focus on the junior high or the elementary school basketball team for a second, if I may, because as I was walking over here, actually I was going to my car, I saw them getting on the bus. Did they travel to Bayhead? Did I see
the
team?
Oh, no. Bayhead brought their powerhouse team up.
Oh, that was Bayhead then. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Because I saw them getting off the bus and getting on the bus just in their uniforms, which really bothered me.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was at that age, and hopefully our children aren't like that, we were provided, I remember St. Paul's Greenville gave us CYO, and it was one of the brightest days of my life, not only a uniform, but a warm-up suit to wear to the games. Well, then we won the championship, we got jackets because I was in seventh grade and I wore it my eighth grade season. I'm very proud of that. My point is, I'd like to see us provide our team with warm-ups to wear to away games.
They got them this
year.
They bought them themselves, but they do have them, you know.
Both boys and girls.
I don't know about the girls, I know the boys.
But they should have them. But yeah. Point well taken. I did broach Ronnie with the subject, and we are going to talk about that. I'd like to see that. I would like to get to a couple games to watch. So, yes, I did talk to him about that. I don't have an answer for you now, in the next meeting I will have one.
I would venture to say, Frank, one last note, that if we were to leave, in my opinion, the majority of those schools would probably breathe a sigh of relief. Do you know what I'm saying? We could go play schools of comparable size, and then our kids would be more challenged.
And I think I'd like to get Rich involved in the conversation as well because he does so much over there with athletics.
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
Something that you brought up with the field hockey is, and you might not know the answer, but something to look at. When we open up to sending districts in like an elementary setting, Do we limit, like, I just thought, you know, they use Wall as an example of field hockey team, and Wall for years, pretty much if you came out, you were part of the team. There was years that they would have 24, there were years that they would have probably 60, 70, 80 that would be out there for practice. Sometimes they would, you know, break up the practice and everybody practice, and then they would narrow it down to the team that would be playing for, but everybody got exposed to a new sport. When you bring in sending districts, open it up to them, are we going to say there's 15, 18 kids, and if Spring Lake Heights, their kids are better, that the Manasquan kids will be cut? Like, that, I'm just putting it out there. Like, I don't know how many kids will come out to field hockey, but I think you have to be ahead of the curve.
Great question. And in my earnest to get this off the ground, after speaking with the coach, because I thought it was just a great idea, I was possibly remiss because I didn't take a survey of how many children in Manasquan that would be interested. I sat with the superintendents and I spoke to them from sending districts because I really want to have a strong bridge with the sending districts, and posing the concept to see if they would be interested, and they embraced it. I thought it would be a great idea. So in its draft proposal, we ironed out some of the requirements that we would need, like having the boards agree to using their insurance policies to cover the players who are here. However, the children who were involved, correct me if I'm wrong, they would also purchase the uniforms from sending districts. I should have done that survey first to see how many children in Manasquan were actually wanted to play. Both Ronnie and the coach, when I spoke to them, felt that we would not have enough to field the team. So it was a good idea to reach out to the sending districts. But I think that a good idea before the spring would be to survey to see how many Manasquan children are interested, and also embrace the sending districts to allow them to be involved. But let's do it in such a way where we can have the majority of children who are interested in playing from all the districts play. How do you do that? I don't know. But let's look at it. So, you know, point well taken. And Rich understands this, and he does want to survey the population, because I believe when a wrestling team concept was here back in the day, and they surveyed the children at the middle school to see who was interested, they didn't have enough to field a team, never thought about going outside to the sending districts. So we will do that. I will have a survey to see how many children are interested there and see exactly where we are. And I'll ask the superintendent of the districts to also survey their population to see what's there. Good question. But I'll take the hit on that because I really wanted to have it, because I thought it was a great idea. I thought it would be a great feeder program for our field hockey. They don't have a feeder program.
Yeah, my
like
thought
that.
Is more of the positive thinking. We'll have a big turnout. Mm. You know what I mean? That's my hope, is that there'd be a big turnout. And
I thought
I think
that
wrestling,
was preschool, though, but you hit on the head right. And you
well,
said, no,
it.
You're not going to have too many, saying you were right.
But when you think about, like, wrestling program, you know, I think everybody participates, and then you wrestle off, and that person goes
plays.
In the meet. Yeah, goes in the meet. But I think with, you know, field hockey, I don't know if we have the facility. Like, Wall has a big space, so you can run a couple.
We're going to have to use the armor camp, so.
Yeah, it's a big space.
Yeah. But we're going to need goals, too, so I was told that today. So we're going to have to purchase
some
goals.
Trade some of the 40 soft goals on the way down towards the beach.
If I remember correctly, the high school took some of the rec program's goals.
Okay.
I also have some correspondence I'd like to read as new news, if I may.
By all means.
I received this letter today, and I'd like to propose it to the board tonight for our committee of the whole. Maybe we can invite this person to present to us. My name is Matthew Ertl. I'm currently a junior at Manasquan High School. I'm a Life Scout with Manasquan Boy Scout Troop 59. I'm currently working towards my Eagle Scout badge, which is the highest award in the scouting community. I'm writing to you in regards to a project I would like to propose that would benefit both myself and the school district that I have called home for 12 years now. One of the many requirements an Eagle Scout candidate must fulfill in order to obtain this prestigious honor is to organize, lead, and carry out a project that benefits the community. Back in 2009, in my first year as a Boy Scout, I organized a cleanup of the creek that travels through the elementary school property. With the help of my dad, fellow scouts, and parents, we successfully cleaned up approximately 15 to 20 bags of garbage and refuse that accumulated in and around the creek. I found that project to be very rewarding for both myself and the school. However, my job is not yet complete. There is much more that I would like to do for the esteemed elementary school that I called home for 9 years of my life. Isn't that awesome? For my Eagle Scout project, I would like to re-landscape the front lawn of the elementary school from the driveway where the dumpster is located to the sidewalk that leads to the playground. My project entails placing topsoil and sod over the entire lawn, planting shrubbery and mulching under the windows and mulching around the trees that are now there. I'll continue. A new sprinkler system may be in order, as well due to the fact that the sod and shrubbery we need water to grow and thrive. I felt like I was talking to Lynn Coates when I said that, because Lynn sat me down, and one of her priorities was to beautify that particular area. So, I mean, this must be a brilliant child, Lynn.
And the key to have the sprinkler.
Or a nephew of the Coates family.
In conjunction with being my Eagle Scout project, this endeavor will allow me to express my gratitude to a school. This, to me, embodies everything that matters. I always say it's Manasquan, and that's why we need to do the things that we do, because we need to upgrade the elementary school team, because it's Manasquan. And here's a great example of it's Manasquan. This is coming from a child. It just puts chills down my spine. It's great. To a school that prepared me so well for high school and beyond. The teachers at MES have done more than I could ever thank them for. This act of appreciation and giving back is just a small token of my gratitude. I'm going to bring a tear to your eye. I am very excited and eager to start this project for the school that has opened so many doors for me and the countless others that have walked through the MES halls. My goal time frame to start the project is mid to late spring 2015. I'll be very busy between now and then recruiting volunteers, gathering funds via donations, and contacting local businesses willing to help the cause. I will also do what is needed to get any type of license or permit that would be needed for the project. This would make a great senior project if we had senior projects for seniors and maybe down the road as well. I appreciate your time and effort with reviewing my project and will be more than happy to meet with you to discuss this project further. I apologize for not having any estimates. Awesome. But I will obtain them and forward those to you so you and the Board of Education will have a clearer idea of how much my project will cost. I'll also keep a list of everyone who wishes to donate time, equipment, or money so that you know where all of my resources are coming from. Once again, I really do appreciate any time and consideration given to this project. I eagerly await to hear from you. Yours truly, Matthew Earle. This was CC'd to me, and it was sent to Tom Pellegrino, which you just received tonight, or I'm sure you would have read it, but I just gave you the envelope this evening. I just think this is awesome. I understand that these are things that we should be doing. I understand that this is something that Lynn and I have talked to the maintenance custodians about. We have been putting things in process. But I would ask the board to give him audience and listen to some of his ideas. And I would definitely support anything he wants to do because he was so eloquent. And this is what we're all about. So would you be open to hearing from him at the Committee of the Whole?
Absolutely.
Sure.
I mean, obviously.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that all the correspondence you have? I didn't know if that was plural. No?
No, that's good.
Okay. The last bit of old or new business would be to revisit the election of board officers. And in our policy, it says that it gives the state statute to elect the board officers and that the county superintendent shall appoint from amongst the members. So basically, we need to make a determination now as to whether we're going to revote or we're going to allow the county superintendent to choose between the two candidates. So
before that happens, would they go to the people who are absent or no?
Mm-hmm.
Vote, like if we have members missing, mm-hmm. before it goes to the county? No.
Once we leave tonight, we're supposed to leave it.
Yeah. In the way your bylaw reads, which is...
Okay, I just
statute,
didn't know. Yeah.
If the board doesn't appoint president or vice president at their reorganization meeting, which would be this
right.
meeting tonight, then it
goes to
the
county superintendent, which is now again Joe Passman?
As of today, it is, but again, I'm not sure who would actually make that decision. That would be up to the commissioner to make that decision.
And getting back to that statement, at the last meeting I was at with Joe, Joe took Lynn and I on the side. He said that he wanted to come back to Manasquan. And I said to him, well, Joe, that's not a decision that I can make. That's a decision that Commissioner of Education has to make, and supposedly he was going to talk to the commissioner. He said because now that Tom Dowd, the Ocean County Superintendent, has resigned his position, Dr. McMahon is now the superintendent of Ocean County and Burlington County. He's got two counties, and he felt it would be too laborious for him to have to come to Monmouth County. We have had a situation, Lynn and I were in contacting Dr. McMahon. He's dragged his feet on some things, and he's had been able to get to some things. He's actually told us to send those things to the Monmouth County office regarding transportation because he felt they should be there coming from Lynn's office. So that's where we sit now. So for me to call him tomorrow and say we have this problem in Manasquan, Mr. Passamano, you're going to deal with, I don't know if he's going to send me to another office because he would want to answer this dilemma.
Does he want to come back?
Yes.
Joe?
Didn't he have a conflict of interest? Wasn't that how the word?
That was exactly what was in the letter.
In the letter, so is that conflict of interest disappeared?
No, I think that conflict of interest is still here. However, I think there are many superintendents in counties that also have that conflict of interest, being a part of a school district and yet serving in the county as that county superintendent. The only really conflict of interest you have is if you live in a locality. For instance, if I lived in Manasquan, and don't get nervous, Deb, and I was then the county superintendent, I could not serve over Manasquan because I lived here. When Joe Passamont, I believe, lives in Lakewood, when he was in Ocean County, he could not serve over the Lakewood. That had to go to somebody else because he lived in that municipality. That's the only thing that's in statute. This conflict of interest was developed by Mr. Bumpus, and you and I were at that meeting when we talked about that.
If Joe comes back, the only thing I would request is that we could pipe in the theme song to Benny Hill, because, I mean, if you put out in public that he's going to come back, it's,
but
it, you know.
Jim, it's not up to me.
No, I understand, yeah. But I mean.
I don't understand that reference. I've never seen the show Benny
Hill. Yeah. I remember Benny Hill, but I don't know if it's a lot about me. Yeah, I remember.
I don't know the tune. Yeah.
Maybe we'll play it. I believe in starting every board meeting with music, so we could play that.
So we're back to our options are to turn it over to whomever is going to decide, or to revote if somebody thinks that if anyone would wish to revote at this time, not any one person, but if anyone thinks we should revote at this time, now would be the time to share that with us, and then we will do that. And obviously, that would indicate that you may have a change of heart. If you don't, then we'll turn it over to whomever is going to decide.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You started.
No, ladies first.
Okay.
The reason I'm a board member is because of this community, the past years, everything that's gone on, not just on your watch, previous watches. This whole community is up in arms. They want change. You started with change a couple months ago. I love it. I love your strategic plan. You have lacked that for a long time. I think the community really wants to know that we are moving forward as a whole. We're not fighting each other. We're not, you know, you're my friend, you're my friend, you're my friend. We're here to do the right job. I'm not saying that you don't do the right job. I'm not saying that she does the better job. I don't have that. I know that we need to work together and we need to show this community what we're all about. And if that means a change, then it means a change. We have to move forward and we have to be accountable for everything. And sitting here, I can tell you now that this community wants way more than we've given them, and they deserve it.
Look, my decision had nothing to do based on job I think you did, Linda. Nothing at all. I think you did a fantastic job. I think, Heather, you do a fantastic job as well. My concern, Linda, to be straight up, was I watched the toll that everything that you went through last year took upon you. I was kind of surprised that you were actually rerunning for vice president. That's why I asked both of you if you were interested. I agree that, you know, change sometimes is good. I think that the community itself, I think there's always going to be a portion of the community who's going to have issues with whatever we do. But I think as a whole, I think the community is moving in the right direction, supporting this board and the team that we had in place. I think Lynn, I think Frank have done a fantastic job, and I think that's the key to all this. I don't think we should let this go past this room. I don't think we should let anybody else make this decision. With that said, I would change my vote vote for Linda DePalma as our board vice president.
Anyone else want to be heard?
I'd really like to be part of something that's successful. And guys, a referendum in this town, I've lived here the better part of my life. It's going to be a big push. I don't know how many people, maybe Dewey's been here longer than I. Referendums go down. Frank's, his agenda's ambitious. I'm behind it. I think we need to show, I mean, vote how you want to vote. We can't just be an echo chamber. We can't just listen to what goes on and hear it. And I don't have, I think Tommy's a nice guy. I think Linda's a nice person. I just think we need change. And I think if we don't change it, I think we will suffer come September. And that's the reason I think bringing Heather in, honestly, because.
Again, I don't have any problem with Heather coming in. That was my initial vote.
Yeah.
All right, but on the flip side, I think it's a, it's another red flag or a red flag that people are going to jump on if we let this go to somebody else outside of this room. Now, Pat Walsh is not here. I wish he was. I wish this was put away that way.
Right.
But on the flip side, she's not. And I think it's how whatever happens in this vote tonight, if I do change my vote and I do vote for Linda and she's our vice president, it's key that everybody in this room supports that decision from this point out.
Well, we're not going to have any choice, Fred. The point of it is.
No, we
serve the community. Is
yeah,
what I'm saying.
I understand that, but my point in that is that we, in the past, and way back, I'm not saying over the last 6-7 months, but that wasn't the case. When a lot of people, other people walked out of this room, we didn't have that support. There was a lot of mumbling and jiving about it, or in the past boards, you know, 2 years ago. I don't think that's the case now. I think we are a unified board. Just
guys,
saying that.
Listen, I'll accept whatever. Let's be honest, though. Until Lynn and Frank came in, from January to June, we had the same deal. We had the Looney Tunes with the retaining wall. We had the Committee of Taxpayers try and present their plan. We had our engineer attack that plan. Thank God for Frank and Lynn. They've done a great job. But circumstances brought people along. So, I mean,
right.
That is a fact. And hopefully that continues. The community, I mean, obviously, maybe Colleen and I talked to similar people. I think they want change. I mean, I really do. We'll live with whatever the vote is here, guys, but ultimately we need their support to get what we want done. And this is going to be an ambitious agenda. I just don't want to see it come back to bite us. That's all. I'd like to be part of something that's going
to
be successful.
I just think to pass a referendum, we're going to need 9 members. I mean, who sits in the vice president, the president chair is no more important than the chair that you sit in.
Mm-hmm.
As far as passing, we need to be unified in our support of the referendum. If we are unified in the support of the referendum, then that will show to the community.
And I think it's going to be an uphill battle then.
I don't disagree.
You know,
We've spoken about that. I agree.
But I think showing, I honestly think showing to the community that there is a transformation change is not a bad thing. There can be differences of opinion, but we are moving forward. I lockstep committed to that. Listen, however the vote goes, it goes. But
Dr. Cajun?
Yeah, I don't want to go into that, but I'm looking at number 12 here, and I think that in this particular community, it's very important that we perform our due diligence correctly in regards to what we've resolved. We've adopted Robert Rules of Order as the official parliamentary procedure manual to use to conduct meetings and appoint the board secretary and board attorney to act as the parliamentarian, ending at the next reorganization meeting of the Board of Education. So in lieu of that, I'm asking the Board of Attorney to explain to us, under Robert's rules, exactly how a motion has to be addressed that was already put on the floor. Who has the ability to put that motion on the floor, to go back to that motion, and the fact that that motion that is re-voted on can only be addressed during the confines of this meeting and can never go back on. Mm-hmm. Now, I just don't remember if it's a yay or a nay vote that has to put that motion back on the floor. And then it has to be seconded in order for it to be re-voted. And that's why I'm tipping my hat to my parliamentarian to my right. Because I want to make sure it's done correctly
like a law school question, because if you remember, the way we voted on that resolution or that motion or the nominations was not a yes or no vote, which is what Linda and I had talked about before the meeting started, because traditionally here in this district, you don't vote yes or no on the first nominated person, and then yes or no on the second nominated person. What you have done historically here, and you continued that tradition this evening, was you voted for the name of the person. So to be consistent with the intent and consistent with the spirit of Robert's rules, the way that you would now re-vote is the person who, if any person wanted to change their vote, basically from a yes to a no or a no to a yes, would be the person that would need to make that, move that item. You don't need a second, as we know, under the nomination procedures. So what would have to happen here to comply with Robert's rules, or at least the intent of Robert's rules, is any, as Mr. Serino just said, if he's changing his vote, he would be the one that has to re-raise the vote and ask for a new vote on that issue this evening. And after this evening, as we said, if there's no resolution to this issue tonight, it has to be done by the county superintendent, whoever the designee would be, and this issue could not be revisited at a subsequent meeting. So, from a procedural standpoint, if Mr. Serino is asking for a revote, he would have the ability to do that, but only he or anyone else who is changing their vote from yes to no or you no to yes, but in this case, it would be from the name of the person. It was like a law school exam.
So I'd give you an A plus for that.
So the motion would be to revote, or the motion would be for him to withdraw his previous
vote? No, revote.
Revote.
Because again, somebody else might change their mind.
Correct. Okay, do we have a motion?
Mr. Serino would have to move.
I got that part.
Yes, okay.
Do we have a motion?
I would like to move for a revote.
Do we need vote?
Unless you have a discussion again, but we've had that.
Is everybody good?
Okay.
Sandy. Just so we're clear, the revote is for the vice president, and your vote is either for Mrs. DePalma or Mrs. Muley.
Absolutely.
Sam.
Mrs. DePalma.
Mr. Quake.
Mrs. DePalma.
Mrs. DePalma.
Mrs. DePalma.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Mrs. DePalma.
Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Mr. Serino.
Mrs. DePalma.
Mr. Walsh.
Miss Heather Garrett Muley.
5-3.
We've come to the second public forum. If anyone would like to be heard on any issues, on anything on the agenda or off the agenda. Seeing no one. Executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer of Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act provides that the Manasquan Board of Education may hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or are one of the 9 subject matters listed in 12B of the Act, whereas it is recommended by the superintendent that the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session, whereas the length of this executive session is estimated to be 45 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. Whereas that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Manasquan Board of Education that the board shall go into executive session to discuss the following items. Number 1, confidential matters per statute on court order, which will be a student matter. And number 7, litigation or contract matters or an attorney-client privilege matter. And TextNet. I'm not sure what that means.
It's a contract.
Items discussed in executive session may result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. Do we have a motion to enter executive session? Mr. Walsh, do we have a second? Mrs. Gary Muley? All those in favor?
Aye.
No action to be taken.
We might have to.
On the text,
we might.
Possibly.
On the text, okay, so we may return.
Mr. Walsh, second.
Second.
Mr. Serino, roll call, please, Sandy.
Mr. Catani.
Roll call.
Here.
Mr. Clayton?
Here.
Mrs. DePalma?
Here.
Mr. Fiore? Mr. Gardner? Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mrs. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
Mr. Vitale?
Here.
Mr. Walsh?
Here.
Mrs. Walsh? We have a quorum.
I just want to note that Mr. Gardner left for his reorganization meeting in Spring Lake Heights. Do we have a motion to approve the change order for the contract between TexNet and the Manasquan Board of Education in the amount of $3,811.44? Mr. Clayton, seconded by Mrs. DePalma. Any discussion? Sandy?
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore? Mr. Gardner? Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
Do we have a motion to adjourn? Mrs. DePalma, seconded by Mr. Walsh. All those in favor? Anybody opposed can stay.